show, and you can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231 as we launch here in hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Coming up, a Supreme Court decision about government's liability in regards to your safety. But first, we go to Craig in Texas. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live. Craig?
Hi, guys. Are you there?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
I want to say a few things about eGold. The first thing is I used to sell eGold in the year 2000. I went down there and I met those fellows. To set the record straight, they're some of the most honest people that you can imagine. They had a dream to make eGold a worldwide currency, and it would solve a lot of problems that our current system has. The primary one being that if you're in a third world country and you're a merchant and you want to sell your stuff, you really can't compete in the world market because nobody wants your currency and the exchange rates are too high. But if I had an eGold account and you had an eGold account, I could send the eGold to you by just going on the computer and clicking it over. You could send me the product, and then all you'd have to do is use that eGold directly to buy what you needed, or you could find someone in your country that would take that gold for your local currency and send you the currency.
From what I understand, the original founder of PayPal, and I don't recall his name at the moment, but he is also someone who's considered a libertarian, and he had a similar vision that his service would be an alternative currency for the world to utilize. And once he got too popular, the feds stepped in and they demanded he be regulated, and that's when he sold the place.
Well, I don't really know that. I do know I had a serious issue with PayPal, as many other people did in the early part of this decade, in that they used to promise PayPal, we guarantee all PayPal payments are good, and they would go about freezing people's accounts when they just suspected there might be some kind of problem with the account, and then they basically just confiscate their money. They wouldn't really return it to them, and it was because they were having problems with fraud. Because PayPal originally would simply take anybody's credit card number over the internet and let them use that as cash, and when they would, without validating the card at all. eGold was a very decentralized system in this regard. The eGold system itself, it has no bank accounts. The eGold company has no bank accounts. If you have a 400-ounce bar of gold, you could bail it into eGold, and you could get eGold for that bar of gold, and you could do the reverse. You could bail out the bar of gold, but it had no bank accounts, and it required independent third-party agents to make exchanges. And the idea being, it was very much like Western Union in the sense that when eGold was bought, verification identity would be required because the third-party agent wouldn't want to sell something as valuable as eGold without verifying who it was. And when money was taken out of the system, you had verification too. But once it was inside the system, you could send it to pretty much anybody, and the accounts were not verified, and very much like Western Union accounts in that regard as well.
So do you have
when you said you used to sell eGold, what does that mean? Did you used to work for the company as a salesperson?
No, nobody works for the company as a salesperson. It basically means that I had an eGold account, and if someone wanted eGold, they would send me a check, or they would send me a bank wire, or they would send me PayPal for a while, and I would send them eGold in exchange and vice versa at basically a 2 or 3% profit. And if they wanted to get a check from me for their eGold or get a bank wire from me, they would send me the eGold, and I would go ahead and process that payment for them. And this is how it basically worked. And one of the cruel things I think that happened last year was when they went to shut eGold down, they couldn't do it. The U.S. government couldn't do it because eGold was based in Nevis. It doesn't mean the company is based in Nevis. It means the company is registered in Nevis. The people are actually in Melbourne, Florida. And when they went to shut it down, they simply went to basically every transaction, every third-party transaction service that was in the country that was buying and selling eGold, and through civil asset forfeiture just froze their bank accounts.
So were you one of those victims?
No, I stopped selling eGold in 2000. So
I see.
The profit margin just wasn't high enough, 2 or
3%? Oh, no. It was good. It's just that the risk of fraud when you can't actually see a person is very high. There were
What kind of fraud is there, though? I mean, this is what I can't understand. I don't understand, and I don't do enough online to really understand how someone screws with the bank accounts. But they send you money, you send them gold, right?
Right, but you can't verify their money, and that's really the problem. You can't verify their ID.
So their check bounces?
the people who are good at fraud want the most eagle, so they'll send you a check for $50,000.
Right.
And you take it to the bank, and the bank says, yep, it's good, we verified, that's off the account, it's a good check, and then you send them $50,000, and all of a sudden the account turns out that the check turns out to be a counterfeit check, and you don't find that out for 2 months later. And,
And so
that's the problem. You really can't trust money except a U.S. bank wire. You can trust a U.S. bank wire, and a lot of people were going and just taking straight U.S. bank wires, for gold transactions back then. But so I basically just became too uncomfortable with it.
Yeah.
So they were counterfeiting checks, and once you took a counterfeited check, you were responsible for it, right?
That's right. In fact, a lot of Eagle operators made an awful lot of money in the past decade, and a lot of people like me just said, well, it's really not worth it to me. You know, I could have done the same thing, but.
Yeah. What can you do? And is there any speculation on the owners and why they would plead guilty in this particular case?
I don't really know at this point. I know that Doug Jackson has been fighting them for about 3 years now. They came up with the charge originally that he was a money-transmitting business, and he said, well, I know. You told me we're not. We're just dealing with gold. We're not. You know, gold is not money. You declassified gold as money in 1977. And he won that first charge against him. It cost him $800,000 in 18 months. And then, like 6 months later, or in that time period, they came up with another charge. Well, you're aiding and abetting child pornographers by letting them use your site, knowingly aiding and abetting child pornographers. And I think that is what he's been fighting the past year. And,
wow.
So that's the best I can do. Some of the information I've given you may have been maybe incorrect, but it's all based on my memory. And
beats the hell out of what we had.
Yeah, Craig, thank you for the clarification. I appreciate the new information, and definitely interesting to chew on this, because if they want to – thank you for the call also. If they want to ruin you, all they have to do is just charge you, whether or not it's a charge.
All they have to say is the word child pornography.
Yeah, but the first charge didn't have to do with child porn, and he had to spend $800,000 in 18 months to get rid of the first charge
without being
a financial institution.
Yeah.
So if you want to ruin somebody and you're in the government, then just keep slapping charges on people, and then they have to spend all their time dealing with your nonsense instead of actually running their business. And now they're going to jail, possibly, and that's just so sad. Let's continue and talk to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys. Pretty much the last caller outlined it beautifully. I guess I can just put a different spin on it. The government is convinced, or is really trying their hardest to get everybody to believe in their faith-based currency.
The dollar.
If there's no other currency around, whether it's we mentioned eBay, we mentioned eGold, but then now we got people trading Linden dollars on Second Life and the like. This is going to have a rippling effect. They're going to start doing a broad sweep. And
right, because the propaganda is no longer effective as it used to be, in that people are starting to figure out that the dollar has been consistently losing value. They can certainly see it now more so than ever, with the gas prices being a huge indicator of that. So people are starting to notice that the dollar is having problems, and you're saying that these are essentially acts of desperation out of the part of the government to go and try to destroy any viable competitor to their system.
Exactly. And what I kind of find funny is, here about a week or two ago, it was announced that Cuba was starting to partner with, I guess it was Venezuela, to get internet access in Cuba. And people there are getting excited because it'd be the first time, since Fidel Castro has left power, that they had access to the outside world. But now the government, the United States government, is getting even more scared because all the citizens are supposed to not be bartering with Cubans, what's going to end up happening is the merchants here in the United States are going to sell to anybody who's going to buy it, and the government just doesn't want that to happen.
Yeah, they certainly don't. Great call, Bill. Thank you, sir. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Of course, if we lived in a real free country, we'd be able to freely deal with whatever people around the world and whatever countries we wanted to deal with. But we don't live in a free country, as evidenced by, the plethora of evidence we've presented.
Some of us think so, though.
More coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
Paul, you call yourself an accidental author. You mean you didn't set out to create the greatest American novel?
Well, let's make something clear. This is not the greatest American novel. This is a story. This is a fictionalized story that's kind of based in my life. And no, I set out to give a gift to my children, and that was it. I've never published anything, so that's why I call myself the accidental author.
Well, it also points up something about success that I don't think most people realize. We think we can orchestrate success. Instead of really, success is about responding to what's right in front of you, taking the next step you see. You have no idea where it leads, but we're not that good at mapping out our whole life and getting it right.
I think one of the greatest gifts in all of this is the genuineness with which we've journeyed. You weren't trying to do something, but it so deeply touched people's lives that it has become a major splash.
For more information on the New York Times bestselling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack, number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks, is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up, and we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
According to the Supreme Court, not only is the government not obligated to protect you, it is also in no way liable if you hurt yourself because of its actions, or rather lack thereof. The South Dakota Supreme Court, or both, ruled Wednesday that cities could not be held liable for failing to address known safety hazards on local streets. Because this conclusion overturns precedents set over a number of decades, the court allowed one last $3.85 million judgment against a negligent city to stand with the understanding that no such awards would be permitted in the future. So going against all sorts of precedent in this particular case, a jury
has said... The cities just can't afford it anymore.
A jury had found that Rapid City should pay that multi-million dollar sum because it failed to post warning signs or install a guardrail near a canal at Canyon Lake Park that had been the site of six nearly identical accidents in 7 years. One of the most serious of these occurred in 2000 on December 27th around 9 p.m. Charissa Hitchcock, who at the time was 16, was driving the snow-covered street with Adam Holm, also 16, and a third passenger. As Hitchcock's Honda reached the curve, it slid off the road and landed upside down in the icy water. Hitchcock and the third passenger were quickly rescued, but Holm remained trapped underwater for several minutes. He suffered permanent brain damage as a result of oxygen deprivation.
Mm.
Now, Mr. Holmes' parents sued the city claiming negligence, and Rapid City countered that it owed no duty to Adam. Listen to those words carefully. The city says it owes no duty to Mr. Holm. Owes no duty to him. Well, how is it that it would have owed a duty to him in the first place?
Well, if he was a citizen, they would have, because a citizen is a person who owes a duty of allegiance
in return for an obligation of protection,
right,
or something like that.
Sounds right.
So, and of course, that would require some sort of, for that obligation and duty to actually exist, the idea of the citizen, there should be some sort of evidence of it. There should be some contract or some agreement that both parties entered into.
In other words, they owe you duty.
That's, yes.
Yes.
Yes. So these, again, you could argue, I suppose, that these young people did perhaps enter into a contract when they got the government driver's license, but clearly the government doesn't think so. Again, the government making it clear they owed no duty to Adam.
I think it's peculiar that this happened right next to a park. You know, maybe they were distracted by gay guys frolicking in the park, and they got in an accident.
I'm glad you're so cavalier about these 16-year-olds that were brain damaged here, Wayne. After evaluating both sides of the argument, a trial court found that Rapid City had neglected its common law duty to maintain safe streets. On appeal, the state Supreme Court concluded that the trial court had interpreted precedents correctly, but that those precedents would now be thrown out for all future cases. And here's what Judge Zinter wrote for the court. Under our prior cases, we conclude that the trial court did not err in determining that the city had a common law duty to safely maintain its streets. Even if we were to determine that some vestige of the common law liability of municipalities survived, we hold that it was fully abrogated by the 1939 statutory revisions that eliminated the broad duty to maintain reasonably safe highways and confined counties and townships, as well as cities and towns, to the more limited duty to guard and repair highways that are damaged or destroyed. So apparently there's some ancient manuscript from 1939 that...
Whipping out a bunch of bull crap is what they're doing.
In June, the Ohio Supreme Court came to a similar conclusion in a case absolving local governments from liability or negligence, or excuse me, for negligence. This is a sharp change in direction, said a different judge in a concurring opinion. Almost from the time of statehood, cities have been liable under the common law for negligence in failing to maintain streets in a reasonably safe condition for the traveling public. He went on to explain the court's primary motivation for... Hold on, one more line here. Primary motivation for making the change was indeed, as you guys predicted, financial. He said, as society becomes more mobile in the last century, with the increasing role motor vehicles played in every facet of American life, government officials struggled with ways to contain the costs of building and maintaining safe roads.
They don't struggle with it at all. They just charge the crap out of us for our property taxes and then say that they're not responsible for taking care of the roads that they took the damn money for to take care of in the first place.
I wonder if that happened to Disney World. Of course they'd be suing Disney, but
sure.
Disney World's roads wouldn't be crappy there wouldn't be any negligence.
No one has ever had a problem
I know of
beyond an accident with another car on a Disney World road.
That's right. They have snow there, though, either.
They're not responsible for the roads. What if one of their bureaucrats leaves a manhole cover off?
No
responsibility. You have no responsibility at all.
We already knew that the bureaucrats had no responsibility, right? Because they have sovereign immunity. So when a bureaucrat makes a mistake or F's something up and it causes somebody to die or, in this case, have oxygen deprivation, brain damage, it causes somebody to get hurt, they can't be held responsible for it because that's one of the perks of being a bureaucrat. You can do whatever the hell you want on the job, and you're lucky if you even get fired for whatever it was. Now, there's an extra layer of protection in that the city itself has no liability. The municipality, the corporation known as the City of Blank, wherever you are, has no liability for your safety. Now remember, the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court has stated over and over again that governments have no obligation to protect you, and now the South Dakota Supreme Court has made it clear, as the Ohio Supreme Court has, and it's inevitable if this gets appealed up, that they're going to smack it down at this, you know, they're going to come up with the same ideas at the Supreme Court.
Likely.
So there's no liability. There's no obligation. There's no liability. I'm sorry. There is no social contract. It's quite clear from their own evidence.
Right. And, you know, and that's the first thing that people will trot out. In order to have civilization, you've got to have government.
Oh, gosh.
This is civilized. The government can do whatever the hell it wants. It extracts money from you at the threat of taking your house to maintain these damn roads, and then they fail to maintain the roads, and then they're not liable for maintaining the roads. People are dying here, and it's just okay.
And then they change the rules, supposed rules, whenever they want.
Yep. You know,
they have no duty to
you. If you're
Mark.
Out there defending this organization, I sincerely hope it's not your son or daughter that it kills.
Great point. Let's continue with your calls. You can bring up anything. Adam in Oregon, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Adam. Adam, Oregon, going once. Adam in Oregon, going twice. We go unscreened to the amp line. Who's this?
Hey, it's Sam in Texas.
Sam, what's on your mind tonight?
Sam, where are you?
Well, I wanted to just call in and let the listeners know I'm not in jail.
So. People were asking about that in the chat room over the break, so I'm glad you called.
Yeah, I got
about
a couple
that.
Phone calls, so
you
better call in.
You had the trial scheduled today, and of course, as our listeners know, if they've been listening over the past several months, you've been calling to update us on your sort of adventures in legal land as you've gone in to ask some very damning, important, simple questions in front of the courtroom, and they did not want you to ask those questions. They banned you from the court. They would not allow you to bring a camera in, and they rescheduled a trial for this morning at 8 a.m. your time. You were there, and you'll tell us what you did here in moments. Hang on, Sam. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can bring up anything about whatever you want. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including the wiki. We've got over 1,700 pages created by listeners like you. Go and get interactive over at wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. We go back to San in Texas. He is on the AMP line, and Sam, of course, you're from the Obscured Truth Network. People can go to obscuredtruth.com to take a look at your documentary, The Court of Public Relations, which is kind of what has been sparking the last several conversations between you and us, the rest of us here on the program. You've been going back and forth to various different, a couple different courthouses there in Texas on different speeding tickets and attempting to just get some simple questions answered about the nature and the cause of the proceedings that you're being subjected to, apparently completely without your consent, even though their own rules say that they have to have certain things covered, some bases covered, before you can enter a plea or the trial can go on. They've just been blatantly ignoring their own rules and blatantly ignoring them with a camera present. And you've documented much of this. You're coming, as I said, the Court of Public Relations is your first documentary. You're going to be coming out with a follow-up. And so people will be able to see even more of this damning footage. But we've been following kind of the case here on a nightly basis as you've continued to go back to court. And this morning was your most recent incident. What happened this morning, Sam?
So I went in for trial. Now, they've made it perfectly clear that they're not going to allow me to have a camera in the court, and they're willing to initiate force. In the last 2 days back, they were actually pushing me as I was just trying to walk into the courtroom with the camera. So I think that's battery. I'm not certain, but they've made it clear, and I've had kind of taken the stance that I'm not going to pay this because I don't want to, you know, continue the cycle of violence, because that's really what's happening. They're going to take my money and go and spend it to oppress somebody else and jam this stuff, this system, down somebody else's throat too and crush them as well.
It's true.
So I kind of went, I did some soul searching, I guess would be a good way to describe it. Talked to some folks, family, friends, you and Jason Osborne and some other people. Michael Badnarik, he's actually driven without an ID. I believe he still does.
Really?
And has fought a lot of court cases, and he gave me some really great insights and just kind of confirmed that, yeah, this is the way the courts are. They don't care about their own rules.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have integrity. And I started thinking about it, and I think the thing that finally pushed me over the line was realizing that, okay, through all of their time dealing with me, they've spent far more than $190 that they're demanding in this case.
Yeah, I gave up on my case against the town of Westmoreland, but that was one thing that sort of made me. Yeah, I did. The penalty was far higher than I was willing to pay, but. Yeah. What it made me feel better is they probably spent my grand that they got in property taxes on that lawyer.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just the 30 jurors that I saw come in, if they were paid $12 for the day, that's over $300 right there.
Mm.
And I didn't see any coming in this morning. And that's what kind of made it okay for them. This was a negative, so I actually reduced the amount of harm they're able to go out and cause other people. And then the other thing was, of course, realizing that these people are, winning is so important to these people that they're willing to violate their oath, their sworn oath, their integrity, their honor, their principles to be right about $190. It's to be right, period,
mm-hmm.
about their system, about their laws, and if they have to break them, they don't really care.
So true. So what did you do this morning?
I went in just to pay the ticket at 8 o'clock when the jury trial was scheduled that I didn't request or anything. I just went up to the clerk's line. I think the sergeant or the superior officer was in as the bailiff that day. As soon as I walked in, he's like, "Mr. Dotson, get over here. You don't wait in that line. You need to come over here." And I just kind of looked at him like, whatever.
The VIP treatment.
I don't have to introduce myself anymore. They know me by name. And, I had my camera with no battery and no tape in it
uh-huh.
to see just how nuts these people were, because they had told me the day before that, even filming anywhere in the building was now against the law.
Okay.
It's funny how the laws just are interpreted to suit them.
You went in to give up, but you still brought the camera?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
If they
wanted to arrest me for filming in a courtroom with a camera that doesn't have a battery or any tapes.
Should be interesting to see.
So you paid the fine in this particular case to make this go away because, well, I mean, I don't know what Michael Badnarik said to you, and I'd like to hear what it was that he shared with you. Again, Michael Badnarik, the former Libertarian presidential candidate from 2004. So you went in to take care of this that way they wouldn't put you in a jail cell, which you thought they might very well do.
What I was more afraid of, actually what I responded to this police officer with that yelled at me when I was in the clerk's line, is I'm not going in that room with that violent man back there. He is out of control, and I'm not going to do it. I'm here to pay.
The judge.
And that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's when, all of a sudden, within 2 minutes, I saw him scurrying back and forth with case paperwork files, mm-hmm. and I think they're like, "Oh, good, we're going to get rid of him." So I finally get to the window. There's three people. That took about 20 minutes. And the guy slips out a plea form for me to enter my plea. And I just look at him like, "You've got to be kidding me.
I'm not entering a plea.
I'm here to pay." And then the court manager comes up behind him, and he's like, "You will sign the receipt, right?" And I said, "Yes, I will sign the receipt." And so then he's like, "It's okay, he doesn't have to sign."
Didn't he tell you at one point, though, because didn't he tell you that you had to pay, or that you had to plea?
Yeah, the clerk guy did.
Right.
He's like, "Well, you have to enter a plea." And I just looked at him, and that's when the manager stepped in. And he's like, "It's okay."
No, he doesn't have to.
You didn't enter a plea, but you paid their extortion.
You should have said, "Hey, how about half?" Just to see what would happen. I bet you they'd have taken half just to get you out of there.
I should have done that, Mark. That would have been awesome. All right, let's talk. You want me out of here? What's it worth to you?
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, you do have 150? Don't you have two other outstanding tickets at this point still?
Yeah, so let me get to that. Well, let me just point out, though. Basically, so what's happened here is the judge in pretrial entered a not guilty verdict. I never changed that. I never went back into the courtroom, and I never entered any kind of a plea. So they have a case with a not guilty plea, but and getting their money is more important than actually, you know, following their own rules.
Right. I agree with you on that, but likely what they did, Sam, was just fill out a plea for you after you left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, again, do you think that's a valid way to do business, Mark?
I do not, no.
No. Why don't you see if they'll buy your house from you and get rid of you completely?
That'd be nice. I got to get some foundation work done first.
So what was it that Michael Van Ark shared with you that was persuasive to you?
We talked through, I explained what was going on. He gave me just some background from his life, from some of the struggles that he's gone through and some of his experiences. And it just showed me that, yeah, I'm dealing with this group of people that winning is the most important thing. Being right about the way they – what is it, Mark? What is it about the government people that makes it so important to have this government around – that they're willing to just violate people's rights?
It's power. It's the aggregating of power. It's an attractive drug for these people.
More than that, Ian, because the average citizen who doesn't really get power from government, they still believe. They still think that we got to have government. I mean, even my own mom says...
The PR is that good.
The what?
The PR is that good.
Yeah, they've got their public relations people everywhere. I mean, the courts are public relations, the teachers are public relations, and so these are people that have been, and the media is essentially public relations. They don't do more than just parrot government press releases. So Americans and people around the world are hit from all different angles throughout their entire life with this message that we need these people. If it weren't for the government courts and their rules and their laws, then it would be crazy. It'd be chaos. Hang on, Sam. We're going to bring you back for more discussion here and talk about the other two tickets, because he's still got two more outstanding speeding tickets. What his plan is going to be to deal with those. Maybe he'll try the negotiation tactic. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it is your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free on our site, so enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the program, just go click and download. An entire year's worth of the show is free right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. We go back to Sam in Texas. Sam, you are back on Free Talk Live from the Obscure Truth Network. You can go to obscuretruth.com to see Sam's excellent documentary, critically acclaimed, The Court of Public Relations. Everybody that is sitting in this studio right now has seen it and loves it, and people that are brand new to Liberty have seen it, and they've been entertained and informed by it, so I think you've done a really great thing here, and it's actually, I think it's eclipsed over 3,000, actually over 4,000 views already now on YouTube, so if you've yet to go and see it, you definitely should see it and then pass it on to some friends because it's really an eye-opener. And, Sam, you were in court this morning to try to make this go away because you were concerned that this judge was going to put you in a jail cell. And at this point, you know, that's not really the best place for you. I mean, you're out there, you're doing really great work, and somebody's got to edit those videos. And as you said to me, I think this morning, you're not going to be able to edit the video from your jail cell. So.
Yeah, and that's what, talking to Michael, really, I think one of the other things I came around to understand, it's like, okay, I can do more good out here exposing these people for who they are. And that's kind of one of the other things that really pushed me along. The main thing was getting past the spending money to oppress other people. It just violates my principles. But once I was able to shift past that and realize that they've spent a lot more than that, I've actually reduced the amount of harm they're able to do, that is what let me go in and pay.
Plus, the $190 was well worth the footage that you got. And
oh yeah,
I mean this is priceless stuff. Getting these surly bureaucrats being mean and just reacting negatively to simple, understandable questions that you were trying to ask the judge in court. But there's two more of these tickets outstanding. What are you going to do with those? You're just going to go pay them off, or are you going to kind of push it for a little while and then pay at the end, just like you did with this one?
I don't know. I've got some options here. I did just get in the mail today a new pretrial arraignment. Now, if you remember the last time I went back, this is the other court with the two tickets in it. They wouldn't let me in with the camera. The court office, the police officers, well, they're not police officers because the police officers swear an oath to uphold the Constitution, and this guy wasn't sure, said he was there just to uphold the judge's orders or just to execute the judge's orders, and mm-hmm. that's it, and later said he didn't care about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all that stuff. So these are just his personal armed thugs that follow his orders.
Right.
What they did, basically, I filed that appearance bond, and since they wouldn't let me in the courtroom, he had his personal armed guards keeping me out because, you know, one man with a camera is just too dangerous for the state's court system.
Right.
Their legitimacy is so thinly veiled that they can't even withstand that.
Mm-hmm.
They marked me as a no-show. And I don't know if they're filing charges for failure to appear and they're going to bring that case or not. I'm guessing, though, that they have helped themselves to my appearance bond and basically stolen it because I was there. So there's $250 that they've just taken. And they just went ahead and scheduled me for another one. And I guess they're willing to just keep doing this to protect their system. They're willing to just throw my life away indefinitely until I either give in and submit to their, you know, their rule over my life and my my person, or I go to jail, I guess, for a long time on all of these repeated charges.
You had asked the question earlier.
You know, people hate banks and they hate corporations, and no bank and no corporation is going to do this crap to you.
Certainly not.
Never.
Except for a municipal corporation, which is what they are, or that's what they claim to be. So
just gang members.
Right. That's exactly what it is. And things will change, though, Sam, when you get up here, here to New Hampshire, as part of the Free State Project, where 20,000 liberty-loving activists of all stripes are moving here, or will be moving here, in order to get active for liberty. Things are a little different here. The dynamic is different here, because it's not just you going into a court all by yourself and hoping for the best. It's you going into court backed up by at least 10 other activists who are willing to help out in, you know, whatever reasonable ways are possible for them to help. And what we've seen has just been a pretty simple sort of thing where people have just stayed seated when the judge enters the courtroom, something that's very simple, very easy to do, but yet also very powerful to anybody that's watching. And we've seen some amazing things happen with just a very small amount of activists getting out there and actually helping out. We've seen people who have, and I know you know all this, telling the other listeners, but we've seen people who have, for instance, one guy pulled a U-turn where he wasn't supposed to pull a U-turn, and nothing has happened to him. The judge let him walk out of court that day. And there was no punishment even specified for it. The other guy was driving without a government registration, and the judge gave him what was called a suspended fine, which means that as long as he isn't arrested in the next 30 days or whatever, or 90 days, then he wouldn't have to pay the fine. And so the guy without government registration walked right out of the courtroom. And these two things happened with just 6 to 10 activists present in the audience area.
And those numbers are only going to grow as time goes by and more people are attracted up to New Hampshire.
Which really makes you wonder what it's going to be like. I mean, if you come up here, Sam, and you do the same things that you've done down in Texas, how different will things be if they're done here with the activists backing you up? We've yet to see what's going to happen because, as you've shown, as you mentioned, their veil of legitimacy is so fragile. Just already, even one man with a camera threatens it to such a distinct amount that they feel like so threatened. They're so frightened by you. What's going to happen when there's 10, 20, or 100 people that are going to back you up? How will that change things?
And I won't share this, but I've got ideas as to how those activists can not just come and attend the court hearings, but even participate if they're so inclined.
Sam, don't you think this is just a classic case of mission creep? You know, the courts were set to basically protect us from each other from resulting in force or fraud, and their mission has morphed into this all-encompassing police force where they get you for everything they feel like getting you, and they shake you down for whatever they want to shake you down for.
Revenue
generation.
It
really is. It really is, Wayne, because that's the thing I came in to point out to these officers, that, look, you swore an oath to do this. You said you're going to uphold this document, and here I am asking you to uphold it and to protect my rights, as you were instituted to do, and they lack the courage to do that because the system has grown so out of control. For them to do that, A, they'd probably get fired, and B, they would have to go in and, what, arrest the judge? Is that what you...
Does anyone
really believe that the bailiffs are going to go in and arrest the judge?
Right.
Even though they're perfectly, you know, acting within the law to do something like that in my case?
Yeah. They're not going to do that.
Right. So the system's broken, and there's no fixing it. It's just showing people, look, this is fraudulent. Why do you still believe in it? Why are you still going to government to solve problems for you? Because they're incapable.
Right. And on top of that, as we mentioned right before your call, not only are they incapable of solving problems, but also they're completely they have no liability for the problems that they create. And they also have no obligation to provide you with anything, even the most remedial of government services. They have no obligation. So there's no contract with these people whatsoever. It's just a gang of people using force on their neighbors.
Right. And the only thing they can fall back on is, well, it's the law. and the law was set up by people that were democratically elected. You might have not been born at the time, but it's the law anyway. You're born under these the rules that these democratically elected officials made.
But it's not the law. It's their interpretation of the law, because even if you flash their own law in front of them, they could give a flip.
Right, it's their interpretation of the law, but basically their interpretation of the law is the law. Do you understand?
That's right.
How...
Like Judge Dredd.
Yeah, that's how silly their whole system is. Right. Look, blue is red. If I say it's red, mofo, you know?
So, if you don't like it, we've got a cage for you waiting right over here.
Right, that's it.
But I don't think...
Yeah,
I don't think
it's so frustrating to go in and point this out and see these people just blindly ignoring the facts and their duties and still stand there and expect me to believe that they're honorable and they have integrity. I mean, I got this pretrial notice, and I haven't talked about this, but it's stressful. I mean, it's hard. I come home today, and I slept for 4 hours because it's draining physically, emotionally, and mentally. It really is. It's tough to go in and do this stuff.
I bet it is.
Then I get this pretrial letter in the mail, and it's like, great, they just stole $250, and they've probably filed on another charge, and they're so right, they're willing to just do it all over again.
Yep.
So, you know, I wandered around the house for an hour, just upset, trying to calm down, and eventually I realized, you know, I really should focus and just keep showing people that... Here's
well,
who these people are.
It'll be. I hope it gets easier on you when you get here to New Hampshire, because you're doing amazing work, and I certainly don't want to have you burn out. But especially before you get here, so we're really looking forward to helping
new
you out.
New video,
when you get
here. Ian. There'll be a new video out within 30 minutes or so.
You tease. All right, Sam. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it, and good. Keep up the great work, man. You're doing an awesome job. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.